As a nation, the United States, and I think probably about 1863, declared a Thanksgiving. How that came about was following the Battle of Gettysburg, which was one of the worst times in the history of the country. Abraham Lincoln, the president, thought it was the perfect time to give thanks to God. And so he appointed, I think it was a commission, might have only been one person. I don't remember who it was, but he appointed either a person or a commission to select a day to be celebrated as Thanksgiving and a model to do it after. And they selected the Pilgrims in the year 1621 at Plymouth Bay in Massachusetts. And it probably seems, since Gettysburg was still, I think, the battle where more men were killed than at any other battle in the country, in the history of the country. And it was just a single occasion as far as Lincoln was concerned. He was appointing a single day to pray and give thanks to God. And it was on the fourth Thursday of Thanksgiving of November. And so it's 70 years later. It was made something like 70 years. That's just don't hold me to that. I just sort of figured it out from seeing, I think it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who declared every fourth Thursday of November would be a day of Thanksgiving. And so since that time, we have celebrated it as a day of Thanksgiving. Question arises to me, how do we give thanks? If we're inclined to celebrate that day and to give thanks, how do we do that? I want to suggest a way that we can give thanks to God in this sermonette. And so as it's song number 113, Come Ye Thankful People Come, brought all of that to mind a little bit more so. But here's a scripture that I wanted to read to you in relationship to giving thanks on a particular day. Luke chapter 17. Verses 11 through 19. But Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, we have the account where 10 lepers, and they obviously had planned this in advance because they must have known that Christ was coming through there, and those 10 lepers wanted to beg Christ for healing. Chapter 17, verse 11, the book of Luke. And by the way, just point this out to you, the book of Luke was written by a Gentile. Luke was a Gentile. He was not one of the original disciples at all. And he was converted after the death of Christ. But here he writes this account, and he's the only one, I believe, of the gospel writers who included this account. And it's really appropriate for him to be giving it since he was a Gentile. His gospel is more to the Gentiles than the others are. The book of Matthew is more to the Israelites. And so we have those distinctions between the gospel. It came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the middle of Samaria, and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and those 10 men, verse 13, lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And so they did as he said. Obviously, it doesn't state that here, but obviously they did. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 of them who had leprosy. And if you were cured of leprosy, you had to go and present yourself to the priest before you could enter back into normal society. And so here they were. He said, "Go present yourself to the priest." And implication being that after you've done that, you'll be allowed back into society as a whole. It was a kind of quarantine, and we keep applying a quarantine with the present virus that we've been fighting with. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, there was 10, and as we're going to find out, one of the 10 was a Gentile. The other 9 were Israelites. And guess who it was that was thankful for the great gift of healing that Christ had given to them? One of them, as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 is the implication here. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, the feet of Christ, giving him thanks. And he was a Gentile, a Samaritan. He was not one of the people that you would normally think of as being one of the people who should have been thankful. And Christ answered this Gentile and said, weren't there 10? Where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? There is not found that returned to give glory to God except this stranger. And they said, a stranger, what did they mean? They meant a Gentile, not a member of the 12 tribes of Israel. He was a stranger in that society. And he said, Christ said, unto this Gentile, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole." Ten lepers. One gave thanks. All 10 had the opportunity to thank God in person. And we're all, in a sense, people who have been healed from spiritual leprosy, haven't we? And we've come back into the society of God, and we are some of the few that have chosen to give thanks to God. How? If we're going to give thanks to God, how can we do that? Let's look at chapter 6 and verse 36. And the answer to that question, in my experience, if you want to give, is to be willing to give. Give to others. That's a way of thanking God for what He has done for you. If we give to other people, we are expressing a thanks to God. And my experience has been that if we give to other people, God gives to us. That's an indication to me that He is applauding our efforts in that regard. Verse 31, as you would that men should do to you, you do that to them. For if you love them which love you, what's the big deal? If you just love those that love you, what thanks do you have? In other words, is God going to thank you for that? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks do you have? For sinners also do the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, if you're hoping to be able to borrow some money from them or to receive some money from someone of whom you hope to receive, what thanks do you have? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. And so it's a matter of you scratch my back and I'll scratch your back. He's saying that's not the way it should be. If you love them which love you, what thanks do you have? But love you your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest. For He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. So that's what it's telling us to do. How do we give thanks to God? By helping other people, and in particular, helping other people who can't really reciprocate. You know, everybody is going to help somebody that can help them back, or maybe help them more than they gave. So that's what is seven. It says, that is the suggestion that I have. Look for opportunities. If we want to be thankful to God and to express our thankfulness to God, look for opportunities to help people who need help, and in particular, people who cannot reciprocate to you for what you have done to them. It's the way of God, and we want to be the children of God. We're to follow the pattern that He has established, and that's one of the ways that we can follow it. So we can express our thanks to God by giving to other people. And, you know, those are just things that we look at. How do we express our thanks to God? And we express our thanks to God by giving to other people. And giving, we can provide something from somebody else, but the giving comes from our heart.